All right, guys, welcome back. Today we are talking about 6 ways to create better content. So cue the theme song and let's head on in. I ran marketing departments in corporate America for 10 years and then ran a digital agency for over another 10 years. So I know the roadmap to online success, and that formula always includes producing content to share your message, from your marketing message to sales and delivery. Hi, I'm Jennifer Neal, and you're listening to The Content Toolbox. I believe the secret to finding and creating raving fans online is through you. In building relationships through stories that share who you really are, create genuine, crazy, raving fans that keep begging you to take their money. And on this podcast, we'll be talking strategies, tactics, tips, and more with myself and other industry experts. So buckle up and start your engines, because it's go time. All right, so we are talking about ways to create better content. So let's look at this, let's actually pull it apart and say, what is better content? Better than what you're already producing. We don't want to be just an improvement offer here, right? So good content to me should be content that is actually creating engagement and providing value at the step when our customers need it. So the way that we measure that is through things like engagement metrics with likes, comments, shares, anything on social, with emails. We're talking about open rates, click rates. We're talking about list building, how many people are joining our list opt-in wise, and ultimately how many sales are coming from people coming through our content and clicking through. So those are all metrics that we want to watch, but I've actually done, I created in another episode, which you can actually go reference, where I talked about the core strategy. So I created an acronym around how to actually create your content marketing strategy and gave you the steps of how to walk through that piece by piece. What we're going to talk about today is really, I want to cover kind of a lot of the same thing, because when we're talking about creating better content, what we're talking about is not just the tactical things about like, what are the formats? Do we need to talk about these hot topics? Do we need to engage somebody, like interview somebody that's really high up on your Dream 100 list? Instead, what we really want to talk about is how do we make this content better by really looking at our metrics and having a great content marketing strategy to start with. So I've taken our whole process and I've kind of simplified this down into 6 steps. So here we go. All right. So first of all, we are going to start with check your foundations. And your foundations I'm including as everything from make sure that you have goals set in your mind of what you're trying to achieve with your content marketing. What does that mean? That means, you know, here is exactly what I'm trying to increase my revenue. So you know exactly what metrics you're going to be tracking and any of your call to action links, where those are going to be clicked from social media, where those are going to be clicked from your emails. And you also know, like, if you're going to be tracking ROI, you definitely want to be focusing on using your content into the decision-making process, like the further into your customer value ladder, because that's where people are going to be making the buying decision more often, right? So you want to make sure that your content is actually being used in that place, and it's very strategic, going to a targeted, segmented list, because you want to make sure that you're getting the right information in front of the right people at the right time. So in addition to your foundation, not only knowing your goals and your setups, but you really want to look at your foundation. So we talked about, I just mentioned looking at the customer journey and the customer path, the process that they're going through. And if you're trying to target for sales, what are the steps? What core foundations do you have? What you should have is a marketing automation system that's set up to be able to automatically deliver content to people at that stage in the game, which at that point, you're probably gonna have their information and you are probably going to be targeting them by email, possibly text message, possibly voicemail. What are the steps that, making sure that you have a foundational system in place to deliver that content where it needs to be. In addition, your website should be a master traffic controller site. That means that when anybody hits your site, they need to be able to see all of the programs that you offer, all of the places that they can find free information, your blog, any social links. Like, you want that entire site to be a very core foundational traffic controlling site. And finally, you want to make sure that you are revisiting your avatar, that you know specifically the pain points, desires that they have at each step in the path, and that that matches up with your customer journey. So you know exactly what your person needs at each step in that path. Now, sometimes you may have multiple different avatars, and that's okay. Map all of them out. You just want to revisit your avatar and say, I know that this type of person who buys from me, these are exactly their pain points at this step in the process. So this is all your foundational work. You want to make sure that you are hitting all of your core foundation. Okay, second step. We want to update. We're talking about better content, which implies that you've already been producing content. So you want to go back and look what content that you have published in the past is getting views, is getting those engagements, is causing sales. And you can go back and bolster that information. If it's not working, tweak it. If it is working, try to adjust it to make it even better. Then you know that that's a stage where people are converting. So you're going to want to look at things like, do you have really hooky headlines? Are your calls to action really clear? Do you have statistics? Are you referencing other sites to bring in additional authority to back up what you're saying? Do you have case studies? Are there things, ways that you can bolster your information that you already have out there? So you're going to update what you currently have, as well as updating any of your messaging if any of your products or programs or anything are changing, or you're adding something else to your value ladder. Okay, next up, number three, we want to make sure that you are really including visualizations into your content. So content, as we're talking about, is it can be written, but you really want to shake up the media. So if you can include videos, if you can include the audiograms using like Headliner or other services that are going to create the little, you know, audio files that play the little like heartbeat thing when people are talking. And you want to really have strong visuals. So make sure that you're actually putting the time and effort into creating very strong, eye-catching visuals. That can be through contrast. That can be through just always your branding. That can be through very solid look and feel with your fonts. You also can make sure you include things like charts, graphs, other references. You can create infographics. These are all things that people like to consume and digest. Infographics, charts, those are all things that people feel like they can get a lot of information with a short amount of attention. So these are really great engaging ways to up your game, right? So include multiple different medias. All right, next up we have headlines. So I already mentioned headlines a little bit when you were looking at updating your copy, but any of your new content that you're looking to put out, make sure that you have that catchy, hooky headline. The formula that they use in ClickFunnels is, you know, how to this without this, right? How to get what you desire without the biggest pain point. That's kind of the formula. It's a good formula to create an initial hook. If you want some hook ideas, I do love running my stuff through funnel scripts, just even to get some great ideas. Go check out funnel scripts. It's really awesome. Thank you, Jim. In addition, you want to look at, are you using things like active power words? Do you have really descriptive adjectives in there that are helping people to understand that it's an active, like taking action? You're inspiring momentum just through your headline. These are really important things. And also remember to position yourself, like if here's a like a whole line and right in the middle is normal and way out on the end is the eccentric like weirdos, you want to be not normal and boring. You want to be just off center. So what else can you do that's going to create that curiosity or position you as just like a little different than norm? That's what you want. Okay. Make sure that your headlines are really, really engaging. That's going to be, for a lot of people, that's going to be all they'll even read. And if it isn't grabbing their attention, they're going to skip right past it and you're going to lose all of that, those eyeballs anyway. All right. Topics. What do we talk about? I have some other episodes where I go through like actually how to come up with some different ideas. But really, you want to make sure that your content, that your topics you're talking about have some basis in SEO, meaning the things that you want to talk about, do so, but also make sure that you've done your research to see what is it that your customer, your target prospect is looking for. Because the terms that they're looking for may not always match what you are wanting to talk about. So you need to make sure that your topics include those big search terms, because otherwise those people are still gonna keep searching for stuff and they're never gonna find you because you are talking about something with like industry jargon or certain acronyms and terms that people may not be aware of and wouldn't be searching for. So you wanna make sure you're grabbing onto that Google juice, right? The other important thing is make sure that you are, like, if you're creating original content, there are a lot of people out there that are just dialing it in, who are curating, as in finding and repurposing other people's content. Now, there's nothing wrong with that as long as you're not plagiarizing, do not just copy paste, but using some of those things instead of just saying like, I'm going to curate this, use that to help support your content so that in total, what you are creating is something original and it's being supported by other people's information, because that's going to help you create more original content. But it's also going to help really position your authority, because if all you're ever doing is just repeating things that other people are saying, you're not going to have your own authority, right? So you need to make sure that you are creating that original content and just use other people's stuff to support it. All right, and finally, we want to make sure that you are connecting emotionally, that you are getting out there, you're telling stories, you're doing your bridge stories, you're telling a personal story, and then relating that same core emotion, bringing it across to your business information, because telling stories connects with people on an emotional level. So in everything that you're doing, you can tell multiple stories, right? You can tell a story, personal story, that's going to bridge people across. And then you're going to tell stories about customers or case studies or how you came up with, or like you're going to tell stories all along the way. That's going to make people really dive in on that know, like, and trust factor. And stories give you a great, great way to get into that content repurposing. So that is it in a nutshell. If you're looking at your content marketing strategy and you're saying, how can I create better content? Better, meaning it's more engaging, meaning it's going to get more comments, likes, shares, views, all of those things, and ultimately more to your bottom line, checking your numbers and knowing what's going on, and then run through these things, update old content, make sure that you have your foundations and that you're creating content that people are looking for and you're providing value. Ultimately, that's really what it comes down to. If you are providing great value to other people, then that's great content because they will share that and they will keep coming back for more. So that is it. Get out there and create some content. If you want some other information on how you can get started or some tools and tricks, things like that, visit thevirtualgen.com and you can grab any of our resources. You can also visit thecontenttoolbox.com. Make sure you opt in for the toolbox resource area. That is going to fill you with all sorts of free tools from not only us, but also all of our guest experts that we've had on the show. So until the next episode, I expect that you are going to be out creating amazingly better content. All right, catch you soon.